It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
And good evening and welcome to Memorial Athletic Center in Piers for volleyball action tonight. It's a Tuesday night conference game. Normally conference matches are on Thursdays, but this week it's a Tuesday matchup with Kimball in town. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Graham, and as the Cubs and Pioneers will meet, second meeting of the year. They met at the Sauk Rapids tournament a couple of weeks ago, Saturday morning, and Kimball took both games in that matchup in the round robin portion of that tournament. Kimball coached by Tabitha Mortensen and Lisa Klein, the coach of the Pioneers. Cubs in blue jerseys, black shorts, yellow letters and numerals trimmed in white, white sleeves on the jersey, while the Pioneers go with the blacks tonight. And they switch off between the all reds and the all blacks, and tonight it's all black with the red letters and numerals. Here we go with volleyball action tonight. 2-1 in the conference for Kimball. They are 12-4 overall, so a very solid year for Kimball. Pioneers 6-9. They're coming off a runner-up at their own tournament on Saturday, losing to Cathedral in the championship. 1-2 conference mark for the Pioneers. They'll be in the court to our left to begin. Cubs to our right. Referees checking rotations. Kimball will have the first serve. The lineups for Piers start with Cassie Schmea, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Brianna Hopkins up front, Leah Furman, Hannah Call, and Claire Reardon in the back row. For Kimball and Coach Mortensen, the libero checks in Carrie Schiefelbein. She's wearing a white jersey as opposed to her teammate's blue. The first serve will go to Kimball's Stephanie Hurley. She's joined by Madison Hurley, Mackenzie Leiter, Rebecca Holtz, Emma Keekley, and Caitlin O'Brien. And here we go with a volleyball match. We're underway. Serve receive to Call. Pioneers will get the first attack, and it's a Schmea mishit into the net. And Kimball will score first, 1-0. Exciting JV match won by Piers in extra points tonight. Has another serve, and this is directed towards Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Reardon gives it back to Stuckmeyer, and Kelsey hits it into the net. Pioneers 0-2 on chances up front early on. Piers winning the JV match. They lost the first game 25-15, then won 25-17 as the service goes long, and it's a side out for Piers at 2-1. And then they went extra points in the game to 15. Piers winning 16-14. Here's Brianna Hopkins' serve. Sends it back to Schiffelbein. To the middle, O'Brien winds up. Call able to get it. Tipped across by Furman. Now it's set to the near side. Punched over by Emma Keekley. Hopkins wants Furman off a block from O'Brien up front. Cubs play it. Here comes Keekley again, and that's off the Schmea block and down. Point for Kimball, and it's 3-1 with a side-out serve coming for Emma Keekley, a 5'9 junior. Game one just underway. Call for Reardon. Now over Furman, knocks it across, and now the Cubs want a near-side attack for Hurley, and that's a good hit off the block. Stuck our Schmea got a piece of that, but not enough to do anything with it, and Schmea. Excuse me, it is at the line to serve. This is Emma Keekley. And her serve goes long as Reardon let it go by. Claire in the middle back spot. And now we will get Pierce sending in Jade Porter to replace Hannah Call. Kylie Porter is in uniform tonight. She's missed a little over a week with an ankle injury. And the serve is delivered up front. And here comes a tip from Keekley. Hopkins was ready for it. And we're going to get a lift called on Furman. Leah called for the lift. And that's a 5-2 lead now for Kimball. And Kari Schiefelbein will serve once more. 5-2 Kimball. Service to Stuckmeyer. Up to the net with a good pass. And the tip, no, blocked down by Kimball. Played up front there by Madison Hurley. You've got Madison and Stephanie Hurley. Here's the serve to Reardon. Pass to the net. Hopkins wants Porter. Porter goes off the tip, and that's a winner for Jade Porter, the freshman. And now Casey Brashovsky will come in for Claire Reardon at 6-3. Kimball, game one. And it is serving Schmea. Cassie zips it to Hurley. Pass to the net. This will be a chance for Rebecca Holtz. Played it over, but not with much heat on it. And we've got a violation on Piers. A double hit again on the Pioneers. And it's 7-3 with the serve coming for Kimball's Rebecca Holtz. Right to left. Service to Schmea. Good pass to Hopkins. She sets for Furman, and Furman delivers a winner. Leah Furman gets the side out, and it's 7-4. And now it's Leah to serve up front for the Pioneers. They've got Brashovsky, Porter, and Hopkins. Here comes Kimball, and this will be a free ball across to Schmea. Furman in the middle for Brashovsky. Good dig by Schiffelbein in the back row to get it across. Now played off by Hopkins up to the net, and the Pioneers' Bree Hopkins got it over. Good play by Hopkins. In the middle, Hurley zips it up to the net. Tipped and down for Kimball. There's a point for Hurley. That's Stephanie Hurley. She's the taller of the two, and now coming in will be Emma Keekley. Eight to four, Kimball. And a substitute will be Keekley in, and Holly Locke goes out. Here's the service, and it's a good one to Schmea. Pass to the net is into the net, but the Cubs this time get caught for a violation. And that was Mackenzie Leiter. And it's an 8-5 side-out serve for Hannah Call. Game one here in Piers tonight. First of two home matches for the girls here. They'll have Crosby-Ironton here Thursday, homecoming week. Here's Brashovsky, and knocked over by Furman, but it's into the crowd. And it's a 9-5 Kimball lead now as O'Brien returns, replacing the libero Schiffelbein up front. Service for Mackenzie Leiter. Stuckmeyer has trouble, and the Pioneers won't be able to get it. Kelsey hit it towards her own bench. Man, that put the scramble alert on, and the Pioneers never did get it back past the service line. 10-5 Cubs. Service again for Leiter. Mackenzie, that one off the shoulder of Stuckmeyer of Schmea, and finally Call got it over. Now in the middle, O'Brien on a tip, played by Kelsey Stuckmeyer for Schmea. Back for Kelsey, bumps it in and down. Kelsey Stuckmeyer found the opening. Little soft spot right in the middle. And it's a 10-6 lead for Kimball with the serve for Piers. Reardon in, Brashovsky out. Here's a Claire Reardon serve. Played up to the net. This is Holtz. Tip O'Brien. No. Blocked by Schmea. Denial. And O'Brien, she's tall. She's about 6'1", listed at 6'1", but easily the tallest girl out on the court. Here's another chance. No, they go long on that hit. Emma Keekley too much on it. And the Pioneers are within two, 10-8, as the Pioneers have Claire Reardon serving again. Reardon ticks something off, and that's an ace. Oh, Reardon, a changeup. And there was nobody there. It just dropped right to the middle of the court. And Coach Morton said, I can read her lips, says, be ready. There's a serve to the back line, and now the Cubs will scramble. They won't get it. O'Brien had to go into the scorer's table, and Kimmel's going to take a timeout. Pioneers have tied up game one, 10-10, and we'll take our first break of the night. Volleyball on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, back at Piers, where now Claire Reardon will serve for the lead. We're tied at 10. Schiffelbein for O'Brien. Free ball back to call. Up front, Furman in the middle. Schmea unwinds and delivers. 11-10 Piers on the big hit from Cassie Schmea up front. And the Pioneers have their first lead of the night at 11-10. And a serve into the net by Claire. That ties it up again at 11-11. Game one, and the service goes to Stephanie Hurley now. Hurley to Reardon, off for Stuckmeyer, punched across by Hopkins up front. Here's a hit to the back row off Keekly. Now the Pioneers play it, and we've got Piers in the net. 12-11, Kimball regains the lead. Another serve for the Cubs, and it's a good one to Hannah Call, but she played it well. Hopkins now will dump it over with a pass to the setter, Holtz in the middle. O'Brien whacks it long. Caitlin O'Brien sends it to the wall on a hop to tie the game at 12-12. Here's Brianna Hopkins. Sends her serve across. Holtz in the middle. Keekly off a block, and it's down. That's a good hit for Emma Keekly. Her second kill of the ball game. And it's Keekly's turn in the rotation. 13-12, Kimball. We're halfway through game one. Service to Reardon. Off in front of the bench to Hopkins. Back to Claire, and she got it over. Now Holtz in the middle. Tipped over, played by Hopkins. Back up, Schmea on a tip, double tipped on the Cubs side. And now Hopkins plays it off for Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to Schiffelbein in the back row. Holtz for Keekly on the big hit. Whoa, boy, did she unwind. Madison Hurley with that hit. Hurley drilling it right down the middle inside the back line. And it's a 14-12 Kimball lead. Stuckmeyer plays the Emma Keekly serve. Now Reardon from the back line. That's long. 15-12 now in favor of the Cubs. They've scored four in a row. Another Keekly serve. Emma Keekly to Reardon. Up to the net. That's trouble. Into the net. And Lisa Klein stands up, and she's going to want a timeout. Timeout on the court as Kimball's on a run. They've regained the lead. It's the Cubs 16, the Pioneers 12 in game one on You Are There Sports.
Are you ready for some football? Because I know we are at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Whether you want to complete your man cave or turn your living room into the ultimate football watching experience, stop in and check out all our LG large screen HD TVs. Imagine what the game will look like on an LG 84-inch Ultra 4K HD TV. You'll think you're right on the sidelines. Plus, we offer professional delivery and setup, so you don't even have to lift a finger. Feel like you're part of the game this year with help from LG and Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little...
Kimball 16, Piers 12. We're in game number one, and the serve for Keekly. Emma Keekly for Reardon. That's a tough pass to the net. But they'll get it over, and it's going to go off Schimpelbein in the back row off a Reardon attack. 16-13 now, and here comes Jade Porter in for Hannah Call. Porter in the front row with Furman and Schmea, Hopkins, Reardon, and Stuckmeyer to serve. And at the line is Kelsey Stuckmeyer in a 16-13 deficit. Tabitha Mortensen, the head coach of Kibble, having a quick word with the down official. What I think it was about, the horn went off. They didn't stop the clock during the timeout and the countdown clock, and the horn went off in mid-play. Pioneers now take a whack at it with Porter off Schimpelbein into the Kimball crowd, and that's a winner for Jade Porter. 16-14. Another serve coming for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to Schimpelbein up front. Holtz back sets for O'Brien. She hits it low and into the net, and the Pioneers are back within a point, 16-15. Back-to-back points for the Pioneers. Here's a Stuckmeyer serve. That's going to go long, and it does, just by a bit. 17-15, Kimball in the side out will bring Mackenzie Leiter back in for O'Brien, and it's Kari Schimpelbein to serve. Schimpelbein sends it to Reardon. Reardon, good pass this time to Hopkins. Cross for Porter, blocked and down. That's a big block up front delivered by Madison Hurley of Kimball. She denied Porter that time. 18-15, Cubs by three. Schimpelbein to serve again. Sends it to Claire Reardon. Up, well, Hopkins in the middle, tipped across by Schmea, played there by Holtz. Near side, Leiter denied. Up front, Hurley for Leiter again, blocked, played by Porter. Stuckmeyer now, Furman will get it across. Plays to the net for the setter, Holtz in the middle. Hurley unwinds again, played in the back row by Reardon with a good dig. Now Furman wants Porter on the opposite side. Blocked, but over to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins again. This is Furman from the near post and long. Good rally there. And the Cubs earn the point, and they're up 19-15. At the line is Kari Schimpelbein, 5'5 junior libero. Sends it to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins at the net in the middle. Schmea off a block, and the Cubs are going to have a chance here. They'll get it over on a free ball from Hurley. Furman up for Hopkins. She wants a tip, and there's a big denial by Madison Hurley as Cassie Schmea went up for the tip, but Hurley beat her to it. And it's a 20-15 lead. Each coach has used a timeout. They've got one left. You get two per game. Got to win by two. Play to 25. Porter takes a serve. Excellent pass. Dump over by Hopkins. Cubs were ready, but into the net. Off an attack from Leiter on a near side hit. Gets the side out. Brzozowski will come in for Claire Reardon. 20-16, Kimball, game one. And at the line to serve is Cassie Schmea. Good serve. Holtz at the net. Middle hit coming, and there's a big rocket. Nothing that Bree Hopkins could do as Madison Hurley elevating and unwinding with a winner. 21-16. Up to the net now. Hopkins chases it down in front of the crowd, and Porter will be called for a lift. 22-16. Kimball closing in on a game one win here. Here's the serve to Stuckmeyer. Now Furman, and it'll be Porter freeballing it over. That'll give Kimball a chance. Holtz, near side, Leiter off a block of Brzozowski and down. And Kimball adds one more, 23-16. Here comes the serve at 23-16 to Porter. Hopkins, near side, Furman, and that's blocked and down as Kimball asserting control up front. It's game point, and it's been Madison Hurley, the dominant force so far. 24-16, Cubs serving for game one. Across to Porter, played to the net for Hopkins in the middle. Brzozowski tips and wide, and the Cubs have taken the opener. 25-16 in game one. Kimball with the victory, and we'll go to game two and come back to the MAC after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Chris Gammon. Next week is homecoming week. The slogan is Our Blood, Our Sweat, Rockford Tears. Congratulations to our homecoming king and queen candidates, Taylor Stumpf, Jennifer Brill, Nicole Schaefer, Cassie Vernick, Katie Funk, Noah Bozer, Johnny Casper, Teddy Daler, Nick Harold, and Brent Dorn. Coronation will be at 2:45 in the MAC on Monday, September 28th. We host Kimball on Tuesday, September 29th, and Crosby Ironton in volleyball on Thursday, October 1st. Tennis has a home match October 1st versus Long Prairie, and we host Rockford in football on Friday, October 2nd. We appreciate everyone's continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Get involved in Piers Athletics.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family, with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Game one goes to Kimball, 25-16, as Piers will serve right to left, and game two begins. And the first hit of the game for Kimball, dug out of the back row by Hannah Call. She gets it back from Hopkins. Hannah sends it across again for Keekly. Keekly gets it back from Holtz, and that's off of a Schmea block and a winner. Kimball up 1-0. Major League Baseball Twins rained out in Cleveland tonight. Here's Reardon, misplaying a serve. Ricochets into the red zone in the student section here. 2-0 Cubs. Kimball's last outing was against Foley, sweeping the Falcons 3-0. That was last night. Here's Hopkins up to the net. Schmea directs a pass across. Now winding up and sending it to Hopkins. That was Rebecca Holtz, and it's off the Pioneers and out again. 3-0 start for Kimball in game number two. This is Emma Keekly. Up for Stuckmeyer. Now Hopkins gives it back to Stuckmeyer, cuts it across. Holtz is ready, and from the back row, sent across. Pioneers weren't ready for that. They kind of miscommunicated as Call and Furman played a little game of you got it, I'll take it, and it went between them. And that serve is an ace. Stuckmeyer decided to let it go, and it dropped inside the back corner line. 5-0 start here for Kimball in the second game. Keekly again, Emma Keekly. That one will go long. 5-1, and the Pioneers are on the board. And now Holly Locke will come in. Jade Porter will return for Piers, replacing Hannah Call. Kimball will send Locke in for Emma Keekly. 5-1 in favor of Kimball, already with a game in their back pocket. Up to the net, their center Holtz wants O'Brien on a tip. Stuckmeyer covers up defensively. Hopkins off for Porter from the left side hitter's attack. Back now, and there's a big hit that goes long off Madison Hurley. No, they say it was tipped off the Pioneer, so a point Kimball. Blocked up front, but ricocheted off of the Pioneer, so it's 6-1 Cubs. Schiffelbein sends it back to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey's pass to Hopkins in the middle. Schmea is blocked. Schmea, an ace block by Madison Hurley. 7-1. Schiffelbein off now for Reardon. Reardon passes to the middle. Hopkins back sets, and Furman with a big hit. There's a good attack from Leah Furman. And it's 7-2. Side out. This will be Cassie Schmea to serve. Pioneers down as Reardon leaves. Broshovsky enters the match. And it's the 7-2 serve to the back row. Played up for Holtz. And Leiter dumps it across. Punched up in the air by Hopkins. Over, and they're going to get a violation. No, a lift on Broshovsky. 8-2, Kimball. Good serve for Rebecca Holtz. Played to Hopkins, now Broshovsky on the free ball. Schiffelbein pops it up in the air, played there on the left side by Hurley, and they get it across with Locke. Now Hopkins, she wants Porter. Porter to the back line and long. 9-2 lead for Kimball. Stretching out their lead here on the Pioneers in game two. Piers had a very brief lead in game one at about 12-11. Cubs took a timeout and then rattled off four straight and never looked back. Back row played by Schiffelbein for Locke. Now tipped across by Hurley. Furman in the middle. Broshovsky is denied on her tip. Either Leiter or Madison Hurley will get credit for that block. 10-2 Kimball lead. At the line is Rebecca Holtz, the 5'7 senior. Porter off for Furman. Now Broshovsky. Passes it across for Holtz. She pushes it to the corner, racing over with Schmea. Good hustle by Cassie. Now Schiffelbein in the middle. Hurley with a big hit again. Madison Hurley. She's been the big gun, and Lisa Klein says timeout. We got to sort this out. It's 11-2 Kimball, a dominating lead here in game two.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Back to action at Pierce. Casey Broshovsky gets the side out serve with a winner. And it's 11-3, and at the line to serve is Leah Furman. Furman sends her serve long, and the Pioneers give it right back. 12-3 Kimball, as Emma Keekley will return, replacing Holly Locke. And Madison Hurley to serve. Hurley, she returns the favor. Long serve, 12-4. And Hannah Call will come in for Jade Porter. Hannah's turn to serve here for the Pioneers. And that serve is a sinker that's played right at the shoe toss by Schiffelbein. They tip it across. Hopkins can't handle it. 13-4 Kimball. O'Brien back in for Schiffelbein. Service now coming for Mackenzie Leiter, 5'8 sophomore, to Hannah Call in the middle and winding up and cutting it across. Hopkins up at the net. Here comes a violation on Kimball. Double hit. They get a lift there. 13-5. Service for Reardon as she replaces Brashovsky. Here's the Claire Reardon serve. Just got it over. Schiffelbein played it. Up to the net. Winding up, and O'Brien's hit just goes wide. Break there for the Pioneers as O'Brien put a good swing on that. 13-6. And the serve is played across. They're going to wind up and tipped across. Here comes a Stuckmeyer attack from the near post. Played up again by Kimball. There's a hit to the back row, and it's off of Hannah. Still alive, though. And Reardon will free ball it over. Now Kimball's Holtz pushes it across. Falling backwards, but getting it to drop was Emma Keekley. And the lead has grown to 14-6, an 8-point lead. Service back. Here comes Furman. Wants the middle. Tipped across by Stuckmeyer. Played, though, by Holtz. O'Brien found an opening in the back row. Pioneers left the back line all alone. And O'Brien delivered. 15-6 Kimball. Service for Steph Hurley. Hurley directs it to Stuckmeyer. Good pass up. Furman for Schmea. Played up to the net for Rebecca Holtz. And here's Keekley off a block. Played there by the Pioneers. Now Furman in the middle for Schmea. And she got an opening. Cassie Schmea, not a high velocity hit, but had the accuracy and found the open corner. 15-7. And Brianna Hopkins turned to serve. Brianna directs it to Schiffelbein for Holtz. And there's a block up front by the Pioneers off an Emma Keekley hit. And the Pioneers will be called for a four-hit violation as Schmea's tip went into the net. And it's a 16-7 lead for Kimball. They won the opener 25-16. Here's another serve coming for Emma Keekley. Pioneers will push it to the near side. Furman got it to the back line. Holtz in the middle. And there's another big hit for Madison Hurley. Hurley has made it 17-7. Here's Emma Keekley again. And that's going to be an ace. Played off to the side by Reardon. And the Cubs lead it 18-7. Lisa Klein walking arms folded in front of her bench, trying to figure out what's happening here as her team has falling behind by double digits here in game number two. Up to the net, Holtz, near side, and Hurley off Reardon, played by Call. They'll get it now, passed over by Stuckmeyer. Holtz again. She tried to change up the Pioneers. She went to set, and then in the last minute tried to dump it over, and she ended up pushing it into the net. 18-8. Jade Porter for Hannah Call on the substitution. Into the serve is Stuckmeyer. Holtz wants O'Brien on a tip. There was Hopkins pushed across Furman. And tipped down by Furman again. And we got a whistle and the Cubs in the net. A couple of nice plays up there by Leah Furman. And it's 18-9. Stuckmeyer will serve again. Kelsey Stuckmeyer gets the whistle and got it over. Up front. Now winding up and drilling it home again is Madison Hurley. He's been the best player on the court tonight by far, and it's 19-9. Schiffelbein to serve, their libero. 10-point lead. Middle back for Reardon, and an errant pass just goes out. And we're going to get a substitute now. Jordan Jansen will come in for Reardon in the back row. The libero for Piers makes her first appearance of the night. She didn't play in game one. Schiffelbein right to Jansen. dumped over by Hopkins. Cubs play it with Holtz. And free balled over by Madison Hurley. Now it's Hopkins to the middle for Schmea. Tip denied up there by Hurley. Stuck Meyer for Furman across the net. Holtz in the middle, short set. And Hurley and Pioneers can't get it over. They made a valiant effort. Is punching at the ball two, three times, and then the third one rolled off the tape. 21-9. Another serve for Schiffelbein. Barely got it over, and the Pioneers can't do anything with that. Schiffelbein just got it over the net, and it dropped behind the front row of attackers, and it's 22-9 Kimball. Cross to Jansen, up to the net, Hopkins in the middle, Schmea, and she hits it wide. And boy, just nothing has gone right in this second game for Piers. 23-9. Another serve, Schiffelbein, played by Porter. Up now comes Stuckmeyer, back for Porter on a free ball across to the net, Holtz. Far side, Leiter rips it long. 23-10, and to serve will go Cassie Schmea, and now Reardon will come in, and Brashovsky will replace Reardon then. 23-10 with Cassie Schmea approaching to serve, and it's into the net, and it's also game point. 24-10, and Rebecca Holtz will try and serve out the game here and give Kimball the 2-0 lead. Schmea up for Stuckmeyer to the net. Lift, and that's the game. 25-10. Cubs dominate the Pioneers in game two, and they've taken a 2-0 lead over the Pioneers. As the team switch benches, we'll come back for game three after this from the MAC on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Johnny Casper, member of the Piers football team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud of and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. We would like to thank Select Therapy for offering their service to the Piers students free of charge. Physical therapist Andrew Hedrich is doing a great job helping our athletes. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thank you to everyone who makes this Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. for a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Back at the MAC, Game 3 begins with an errant hit into the net by Stuckmeyer, and it's 1-0 Kimball. Cubs up 2-0. And here's a tip across by Schmea for the winner. And we've got Kylie Porter out there for the first time since back from an ankle injury. So both Porter sisters out there now, Jade and Kylie. Here is a long hit by Kimball's Emma Keekley. And it'll be Bree Hopkins to serve. Piers up 2-1 now. Hopkins to Schiffelbein. Holtz dumps it across. Stuckmeyer was there. Played up by the Pioneers, and oh, Schmea could get it over. Her pass goes into the net. 2-2. 25-16 and 25-10, the two game scores. All Kimball so far. Here's Jade Porter up for Bree Hopkins. Pass over for Kylie Porter. Blocked by O'Brien. Ace block for Caitlin O'Brien. 3-2, Kimball. Pioneers are back at home on Thursday against Crosby Ironton. Service goes wide. That was Kimball's Emma Keekley missing the mark, and it's 3-3, and now Jade Porter will be replaced by Hannah Call. Homecoming week, we've got the football game for you Friday night. Rockford in town, pregame 6:40, kickoff 7 o'clock. Here's the serve by Hannah Call to Schiffelbein. Now they race after it, and they'll get it over, but wide. One of the rare miss hits by Madison Hurley, and the Pioneers are up 4-3. Service played up by Holtz. Hurley comes and tips it into the net. 5-3 Pioneers in game three. Call to serve again. Kimball after tonight. They get Howard Lake Waverly Winstead next Tuesday, a week from tonight, back at home in Kimball. To the net, O'Brien directs a tip across to Kylie Porter. Here is Stuckmeyer, blocked again by the 6-1 middle blocker, Caitlin O'Brien. 5-4, and now Carrie Schiffelbein will go back to serve. 5-4, and the serve to Jansen. Played up to Hopkins near the line, and now Call sends it to the back row. Played there for Hurley. Dumped across. Here comes Hannah with a good play. Diving to a knee to keep it alive. Hurley denied up top. Again, here's Leiter on a tip. Schmea gets down and digs it out, but it's into the net off of Stuckmeyer. 5-5. Now Kimball has tied up game three. It's a must-win game for the Pioneers. Down 2-0. Schiffelbein serving for the lead. Floats it over for Hannah Call. Hopkins has to come back to get it. Now dumped over by Stuckmeyer. Holtz in the middle. No, it's Leiter coming over. She got it to drop. 6-5 Kimball. Pioneers have Bree Hopkins, Kylie Porter, Cassie Schmea, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Hannah Call, and Jordan Jansen on the court. As Schmea tried to cut one from the near post across and hit it into the net. 7-5 Kimball. Five straight points for the Cubs. Here's Schiffelbein for Jansen. And that's a bad pass. Went into the scorer's table. 8-5. Schiffelbein again to serve. Racing over, Schmea got it over Holtz. In the middle, and Hurley with a tip and played by Call. Hurley tips it again, and the Pioneers can't handle it the second chance. Madison Hurley doing the damage again for Kimball up at the net. 9-5 Cubs. Carrie Schiffelbein sends her soft serve just to the wide side of the line, and it's 9-6. Side out to Piers and Cassie Schmea. Schmea takes her approach, and that's into the net. Pioneers have not served well tonight. 10-6 Kimball. And now Rebecca Holtz will serve. Holtz, one-step approach to Schmea. Hopkins now. Here is Kylie Porter, and that's wide. Off the royalty, Mr. Johnny Casper the King and his princes Teddy Taylor, Nick Harold, and Brent Dorn. Noah Bozer. 11-6 Kimball. They're all front row. I guess when you're royalty, you get those front row seats. Here is a back row hit from Schmea. Cubs will have a chance in the middle for Hurley, and that's blocked up front that time by Stuckmeyer. But it's played by Kimball, and they got it across to Call. To the net, Hopkins. Casey Brzoski dug out by Schiffelbein. To the middle comes Hurley on a tip, but not across. That pass floated a little bit from Stephanie Hurley to Madison Hurley. And it's an 11-7 Kimball lead in game three. And here is Kylie Porter to serve. Back row played up front, Holtz. And that's going to be knocked across to Stuckmeyer. Now Porter back for Stuckmeyer. A rocket to Locke. In the middle, Hurley into the net. 11-8. Piers within three in game three. And Porter to serve again. Kylie's a sophomore. Jade's a freshman. Here's Kylie back after an ankle injury. Here is Leiter off a block of Hopkins and Brzoski, and that'll be a point for Kimball. And now for the first time, we'll see Ariel Labs check in for the Cubs. Labs will replace Locke. She'll go into the middle front. 12-8 Kimball with the serve to Hannah Call. Back roll, and this will be free balled over by Call now from Stuckmeyer. Holtz in the middle. Here comes Leiter, and that's a winner off of Brzoski. 13-8 Kimball, game three. You look at the Central Minnesota Conference volleyball standings. You've got BBE at 2-0. They're used to being near the top. Oh, and Schmea. Pioneers tried to dump it. Oh, that was just a bad sequence all around, and Coach Klein's going to call a timeout. 14-8 Kimball in game three.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Back after the timeout, Kimball adds a point. When the Pioneers hit one off the pole, the out-of-bounds pole, and then Hurley sends her serve into the net, Madison Hurley. It's 15-9 in game three, and now Jade Porter will replace Hannah Call. Kelsey Stuckmeyer serving left to right. Kelsey for Hurley. Holtz comes up, and now Leiter will pass it over to Hopkins. Hopkins for Furman. Furman for Brzoski to the back line. Hurley was ready. Holtz off and into the net off Steph Hurley. 15-10, Kimball. Service across. Played by Labs. Labs gets it back from Holtz, and she sends it wide. Good play by Nancy Munson in the crowd. 15-11. Stuckmeyer serve up front, and that's into the net off of Schiffelbein. 15-12. Timeout, Kimball. So the Pioneers on a little bit of a run. They need to try and keep the momentum going through the timeout. They'll be at the line to serve with Stuckmeyer when we come back. Cubs 15, Pioneers 12.
At Verizon Wireless, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated. So we're introducing one simple plan. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and pick the size that works best for you. For big-time data users, there's the extra large with 12 gigs per month. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees. Unlimited talk and text are even included. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls today.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Covers details at verizonwireless.com.
Out of the timeout, Stuckmeyer sends her serve across, and that's played off the net nicely by Holtz. Porter now up ahead for Furman. Wants Hopkins, and Hopkins just long. Pioneers want a tip, but they don't get it. And it's 16-12, Kimball, as the service now will go to Mackenzie Leiter. Leiter sends it to Schmea. Passes to the net. Furman wants Porter. Porter hit it short. 17-12, Kimball. Leiter to serve again. Here's the Leiter serve towards Porter. Passes up for Furman. Middle Brzoski unwinds for a winner. Casey delivers the big hit. 17-13, and now we get Shea Krippner into the back line. First appearance for Shea Krippner tonight. She replaces Mackenzie Leiter, and it'll be Jordan Jansen, the Piers libero, serving. Directs it over to the back corner. Up front, O'Brien takes a whack and gets a winner off Schmea. 18-13, Kimball. They have been in control about 98% of this match tonight. Service back for Stuckmeyer. Good pass up front in the middle. Schmea with a tip. Played there by Krippner. Now it's Labs, and she can't direct her pass across. And the Pioneers will get the call on the lift against Ariel Labs. And it's 18-14. Here's a Bree Hopkins serve. And that's going to be into the student section off a pass from Hurley. And it's 18-15. You know, the conference team in action tonight is Maple Lake. They're playing at Dassel Cicado tonight. Here comes Labs running up, pushed it through a block. Porter was there ready for it. Now Furman from the near side to the back row. Free ball at the net, punched over by Kimball. At the net, another free ball. Porter plays it over. Stuckmeyer now. Here's O'Brien taking a whack and low into the net. 18-16. Service for Hopkins again. Little Falls is playing at Malacca, Foley at Mora, Zimmerman at Cathedral, Albany at Becker. Those are Granite Ridge games as Hopkins serve. Played to Shea Krippner. Dumped over by their setter, Holtz. Now it is Stuckmeyer to the back line of Kimball, where Holtz now gets it back to O'Brien and ripped it off the shoulder of Hopkins. A winner, 19-16. Prairie Conference tonight. Upsala is at Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Osakis is home to Browerville Eagle Valley. Swanville hosting West Central area. Into the lineup comes Emma Keekley. Keekley for Labs on the substitution, and Keekley will go to serve. Central Lake, Sauk Rapids at Fergus, Wilmer at Alexandria, Sartell at Apollo, Ricori at Tech. Jordan Jansen takes the serve, passes for Porter, now over from Furman, and Furman got it inside the back line for the point. Leah Furman makes it a 19-17 game, and now Hannah Call will replace Jade Porter and serve. Here's down two, and back in for Kimball is Holly Locke, replacing Emma Keekley. Serving left to right, Hannah Call. Hannah, good serve. Up to the net comes Holtz. Near side, knocked across to Hopkins. Furman in the middle for Shmayoff, a block and down. Cassie Shmayoff from Furman, 19-18. And now to serve for the tie is Hannah Call. Call zips it off of Krippner and played, and Krippner will get one more whack at it, and she got it over. Furman up for Hopkins, back for Leah. Blocked, but played by Hopkins. Excellent play by Bree Hopkins. Tipped across and down. There's a winner. That's Kelsey Stuckmeyer. I'm not sure she intended to do that. The look on her face, she's kind of shaking her head. I can't believe I got away with that. I think she mishit that and just got away with one, and Pierce has tied it at 19 apiece. Here comes Kimball now. This is Madison Hurley, and Madison Hurley gets the winner. 20-19 Cubs. And now Leiter is back in. Schiffelbein comes back in. Krippner and O'Brien will take a seat for Kimball. 20-19 Kimball. Pioneers must win here. And the service to Jansen. Good pass to Schmea. Good dig in the back row by Hurley. Tipped across Madison Hurley, and that is a winner. Madison Hurley has made it 21-19 as she's picked up the last 2 points up front for Kimball. She has done the bulk of their scoring tonight. That's her eighth kill. Across to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins in the middle. Here's Shmayoff a block, and there's a big hit for Cassie Shmayoff. 21-20. Much better performance by the Pioneers here in Game 3 after being dominated 25-10 in Game 2, and really not really in Game 1 as much either, 25-16. Holtz will pass for Hurley, and Hurley to Call. Excellent dig by Hannah. This will get Furman off a block. Up front for Holtz. Who does she want? It is Leiter bumping it to Call again. Now it's Hopkins across for Stuckmeyer. Blocked. Pioneers can't play it, though, as Furman went down to a knee to try and save the point, but couldn't. And it's 22-20 Kimball. And Rebecca Holtz to serve. Holtz serves. Call played it straight up, and now the Pioneers will free ball it over with Furman. To Schiffelbein to the net for their setter Holtz. Short set for their big hitter Hurley, and she makes it another winner inside the line. 23-20. And Coach Klein will use a timeout. 23-20, the Cubs with the lead late game three.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Kimball, 2 points from sweeping on the road here tonight. They've got the serve with Rebecca Holtz up 23-20. Pierce now out of timeouts. The serve is to Call. Hopkins, now Stuckmeyer, will pass it across with a free pass. Holtz in the middle. Hurley, long. Just long. And it's 23-21. And Leah Furman will serve. Leah, long, and it's match point. 24-21, Kimball will have, appropriately enough, Madison Hurley to try and serve out the match as Emma Keekley comes into the front row to replace Holly Locke, and here's the serve for Kimball. Pass to the net, Hopkins long, and Kimball has won this one. They win tonight in three over the Pioneers, including game three, 25-21. The teams meet at the net to shake hands. We begin the post-match right now.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320 232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Hey Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen
Printing. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more. Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Quick work for Kimball tonight as they leave Piers with a three-game sweep over the Pioneers. Scores of 25-16, 25-10, and 25-21. Kimball improves to 3-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference, and they are 13-4 overall. They'll play a week from tonight back at home against Howard Lake Waverly-Winstead. For the Pioneers, their record now 1-3 within the conference, 6-10 overall. Pioneers have a home match with Crosby Ironton coming up Thursday night, 7:15 approximate first serve in that one, which you'll hear right here on You Are There Sports. So the JV wins tonight in three, including 16-14 in the third to take that one, 2-1. While Kimball wins the varsity match in three, 25-16, 25-10, 25-21. So Crosby-Ironton here Thursday night, and football with Rockford for homecoming on Friday as homecoming week continues. All kinds of festivities. The Pep Fest is Thursday afternoon. Coronation was Monday yesterday, and we want to congratulate the homecoming king and queen, Johnny Casper and Cassie Vernig, reigning over festivities this week, as that was a fun event yesterday, always is, as the students and community came together here at the MAC to watch that event about 2:45 yesterday afternoon. So Kimball's already out of the gym and close to being back on the bus and headed south as the Pioneers will get ready and try and regroup and face Crosby-Ironton Thursday night for serve 7:15 right here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.